Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the musical Les Miserables, the character of Jean Valjean had been arrested for robbing a house for which he served 5 years in prison. He then served an additional 14 years in prison for trying to escape. When it finally comes time for him to be paroled, it is quickly obvious that he feels that he has been unjustly punished. He defends his past actions by saying that he merely stole a loaf of bread and that he didn't really rob a house, but that he simply broke a single pane of glass out of a window. And then he further justifies his thievery by stating, "My sister's child was close to death, and we were starving." And thus, in Valjean's mind, because the end goal was to feed his family and to care for his ailing niece, his actions were not only warranted, but they were necessary. And so goes the consequential lie. Consequentialism basically states that the end justifies the means. Thus, if a good end is achieved, it completely mitigates and justifies whatever means were used to get to that end. As such, Robin Hood would be a good poster boy for this consequential lie. For Robin made a career of stealing from the rich so that he could give to the poor. He felt that his thievery was justified because he was helping out the poor and the less fortunate in the kingdom. But nowhere in the giving of the seventh commandment does God ever state, "Thou shalt not steal." Well, unless, of course, it's for a good reason. You know, like helping folks out and such. No, the commandment of God is simple and straightforward. Thou shalt not steal. Period. Thus, Jean Valjean was wrong to think that it was okay to damage someone else's property and to steal their food to help out his family in their time of trouble. But this lie is nothing new. Yet it is alarming how widespread it has become. Not only in the world, but also in the church. Our government has deemed it acceptable to torture terrorists in order to obtain much needed information to thwart future terrorist attacks. Our church body has stated that it is a moral option to have an abortion, that is, to kill a child, an unborn child, if it might prevent the death of the mother. Our church members have been heard to justify divorce so that they could find happiness in a new relationship, or to explain withholding their offerings because they have some bills to pay at home, or to defend the use of embryonic stem cells so that diseases can be treated or cured. Because the end goal and the end result is something good, oftentimes something very good, saving lives, curing diseases, fostering health and happiness in relationships, The consequential lie is then often accepted and defended, but not by God's word. For according to God's word, wrong is never the pathway to right. And committing sin never leads one to righteousness. And giving into evil does not result in good. Thus, Jesus said that if a person strikes you on the right cheek, you're to turn to him the other cheek also, rather than strike him back. And he told us that we are to love our enemies and to do good to those who hate us and to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. James tells us in his epistle that anyone who stumbles even over one point of the law is guilty of breaking all of it. Thus, we cannot believe that our wrong actions will be excused and deemed to be good, right, and salutary just because the end result is something good. Wrong is wrong, and sin is sin, and evil is evil. No matter how good and how wonderful the final outcome may be. Now, I know this is a really tough one to hear. It's a tough one to assimilate. Because every single one of us spends time, probably every week, justifying our actions and our thoughts and our words with this lie. We've become really good at denying and justifying our sins by pointing to the great outcomes that happen when we tell the little white lie. Or when we skip out of a commitment we made to do something else. I've seen people get so good at believing this consequential lie that they actually cease to even recognize that the wrongful means are wrong at all. But instead, they let the positive end results completely then shape and color their perspective of the negative means, thereby looking at the negative means as something themselves that are a good thing. God forbid that ever happened to us. God's word tells us that if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and that the truth is not in us. God's word proclaims, "Woe to us if we call evil good and good evil. Woe to us if we are willing to lie and to kill and to steal and to hurt other people so that later on we can help and serve and heal them. Woe to us if we ever believe that wrong is not wrong and that sin is okay because it eventually ends in something good." God's word calls us to hate what is evil and to cling to what is good. His word calls us to honor others above ourselves, to share with God's people who are in need, to never repay anyone evil for evil, and to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. And yet all too often, when it serves our needs and our desires and our wants, we're ready to abandon every single one of those things that God's word calls us to. Thus, exposing this consequential lie serves to remind us how deeply we have fallen and how desperately we need Jesus. He's our only hope for salvation. Because only he kept God's law perfectly. Which means that he alone is the one that can bear our sin, which means that he alone is the one who can and who has forgiven us. You were forgiven because Jesus paid the price of our sin on the cross. And because he rose from the grave victorious over death. Because of that sacrifice and that victory, God sees us as wholly perfect and wholly saved. Even though so often we are wholly duped by the lies of this world. God calls us to a life of obedience. Not a life of convenience. Not a life of expedience. May we thus seek to act rightly in all that we do, in both the means that we use and in the ends that we seek to achieve. And may we also live with the complete assurance that the only thing that justifies our wrong behavior is the substitutionary sacrificial death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. To him and him alone be the glory. Amen.